محو speaking. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mahul speaking.
Hi, Mahul. Adam here, and George is also on the call.
Hi, George.
Mahul.
Adam.
Okay. Right. Well, thanks for agreeing to recall in the first instance.
I think, as you probably are, I'll take a recording of this call, even though the call is without prejudice. I think it's both wise if both parties probably have a record of it.
We weren't recording it. Hang on one sec, just let me.
Record it, if
that's the case. Just one sec. We weren't recording it either. Hang on one sec. Okay, yeah, it's being recorded.
Hi, Mehul. Long time.
Yeah, it has been a while.
I hope your family's well.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, your father's obviously sent a letter, but there's a couple of things I think Adam and I would like to talk about on the call, but your father sent a letter, so I said, I suppose the first thing is just to ask a question in terms of, you know, what is ultimately what your father or you want from your side to conclude the acrimony between parties. And then I'll come on to suggest something to yourself regarding an opportunity that we have to conclude acrimony between all parties, and noting, obviously, what you... I believe you're already aware of, in terms of what's going to happen otherwise, regarding certain activities and hacking and computer break-ins and various things like that. But we'll come to that in a minute. So the first question is, you know, from your point of view, you know, what are you and your father hoping for to enable people to move on with their lives? Question mark.
Well, I think in the first instance, my father would be interested to know how he was involved in the £3.2 million fraud with Mr. Singh, which are the allegations you make in order for him not to be appointed to the board. Specifically, there's Mr. Bailey, who you copied in to the correspondence with him, was the individual that undertook the settlement agreements with the parties involved, and therefore he's interested as to know why that accusation has been made. And then I guess he's also interested with regards to why his appointment to the board has been blocked.
No, but I mean, the question I'm asking is to end, not just about your father, to end all of this, yeah, what is it that you and your father want to happen? What will make you guys happy?
I think, well, getting some transparency in the books, money flows, what's happened to... his shareholding, etc., is what he's after, some transparency, which he's been asking for.
Well, you've got that because Jason's got my entire hard drive, which he's hacked and downloaded, and he would have provided that to you. So what transparency is it you want? And that's just, and that doesn't bring a finality to it. I'm asking, what is the final objective that you and your father want to conclude matters?
We want an equitable solution to his position.
Which would, well, it's not just his position, it's an equitable solution to everyone's position.
Well,
given
he's not worried about third parties, he's worried about his position and what his position have been.
Well, we're talking to you as well, and you've stolen the company fraudulently. That is,
I think you're making untruthful accusations.
Well, they're not untruthful. Let's not get into an argument. We all know what the facts are.
I'm very aware of the facts, and that's, you know, it's something I don't want to get into with you because it would just end up into an argument, and there's people.
Okay,
can
so
deal
that's
with
why
that.
I'm asking. As far, what do you want to end the conflicts between your family, my family, Adam's family, all the shareholders, and everything? What is it you're asking for?
Well,
in the end, if you had a magic wand, what would you want?
The magic wand would involve never having to deal with yourself, Adam, or anyone associated with you ever again. But one knows from history, but that's something that's probably unlikely.
Well, say that was an option and that could be agreed in the settlement agreement, that would do it for you and would potentially do it for us. That is one option, yes?
Well, that would be something that, yeah, Dad would consider, as would I.
Okay. The second point would be, obviously, the reason why our family is not potentially willing to do that and just walk away for, I don't know, a pound each, if you like. You give a pound, we give a pound, and it's all done and everything's settled on both sides and everyone agrees no action's taken, la, la, la. Yeah. We're saying effectively that's option one that we would consider and you would consider. That's one option, okay? The second option is the reason why potentially my family and Adam and myself and everyone is not willing potentially to agree to that option, and obviously you may have your own reasons not to, is because we believe, know that, and understand that you dispute these as facts, that you have effectively stolen the company fraudulently, that we had a deal on the table to basically sell the company when you took it in the mold that was worth seven figures valuations. Therefore, the theft from and fraud against our company, against our family and my mum and shareholders and Adam and everyone is very, very significant and large in quantum.
Well, that's something. However, that's something you should address if you believe that to be the case.
Yeah, but no. That's the point. That's part of the reason for the call is that's what. So I'm just saying that with you. But there may be. I'm actually also saying that actually that situation is now potentially available again to enable resolution to these matters, i.e. we effectively have a buyer for Ransport News, whatever you want to call it today.
I think you're going off on a tangent here. NewsQuark.
No, I'm not.
NewsQuark is not a part of this conversation. It's an independent company that was set up independently of this conversation.
If you let me finish, if you're not willing to engage in it, then that's fine. Okay.
I'm not willing to engage in anything related to NewsQuark.
So you're not willing to, we potentially have something, an opportunity to sell the business, make you money, make us money, make everyone money, and end all conflict.
No, I wouldn't want, why would I want you to market my business? NewsQuark Limited.
Because it isn't your business, you stole it.
Again, I think you should check your facts. And NewsQuark Limited isn't, NewsQuark Voice Limited isn't a part of this conversation.
So there is no willingness to end all conflict as a result of selling the business and you walking away with money.
NewsQuark Voice Limited is not a part of this conversation.
Well, it is because I'm making it part of the conversation.
Well, I'm telling you that NewsQuark Voice Limited isn't a part of this conversation.
Well, then there is no conversation.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.